For public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to a Friday edition of Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Girl, you were playing the songs today. I was singing all the way.
Yeah, it is what it is. That was not the opening song I was looking for, though.
That works.
I had a couple that I was looking for that we don't have in the system, so.
I'll be singing Love. Love will keep. All day today, I'll be singing that now. It's a great song. I don't know what year that came out, but it's a great song.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
That's what I was trying to place. What year?
Already married or what? I don't remember.
Yeah, trying to think back that far is getting more difficult each year. So there's that. Anyway, Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com, that's brought to you by our friends at 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dan Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, SAMIM Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Jerry's Body Shop, Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, and Lanen's Furniture and Mattress. By the way, shout out to our friends over at Ellis Jewelers. I had my rings worked on this week, new prongs on one, and then my ring at the bottom here was cracked. They are so pretty. I forgot what they looked like when they're nice and clean.
Mm-hmm.
They did a wonderful job.
Yeah, they do good work there.
And how lucky are we to have someplace that actually works on jewelry that doesn't send it off unless it's something they just absolutely cannot do?
Yeah.
Because I like knowing that if that's my grandma's diamond, that I'm getting my grandma's diamond back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. So anyway, shout out to them. They did a great job, and I love the fact that they also put a battery watch in for me for another piece of jewelry that I found. My grandmother has been dead, about 24 years, and I found this watch recently. Mm-hmm. They put a battery in, it still works.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was pretty cool. So I'm wearing my grandma's watch today.
Cool.
I know, I was thrilled about that. So anyway, check out Ellis Jewelers and all the other friends that help us bring you Party Line and HoosierLandTV.com. Without them, we wouldn't have this show and all the wonderful things we do, which, by the way, we have some softball action this evening, hopefully, right?
Yeah, we got raindrops on the window right now, so I know we got showers out there right now, but
I think
I'm hoping they're going to be fleeting and gone, and the wind today will help keep everything dried out, and they'll be able to get that off tonight. But yeah, Clinton Central takes on Frankfurt.
Ooh, that'll be a good game.
Yeah. And then tomorrow it is, I believe, grab my paper so I don't misspeak, but
right, I'm with
if
you.
If we do not get the rain tomorrow, we're hoping, because it's an early game, that maybe we won't have the rain. Clinton Prairie versus Frankfurt baseball at Clinton Prairie. So, boys baseball.
So,
and that's at 11.
You all are doing inside the huddle and then going right to baseball.
And I asked the guys 3 times, are you sure? And they said yes. And it's like, okay.
Sweet.
So,
look at them go.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you, Don, for filling in for Sam. So, Sam has his new baby at home. And thank you, Don Stock, for filling in and keeping Kyle Etherington under control. I know that's a big job, big undertaking. We love Kyle.
He's a kid in a candy store.
He is, especially when it comes to sports.
And Thank You, Susan.
Yeah.
That song, 1973, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was early, but I couldn't remember how early.
That's the thing. I just
early.
Couldn't quite place it in my
okay,
brain.
Okay, Susan, if you know so well about Captain and Tennille, I need to know what year did Muskrat Love come out?
Oh.
Oh, another good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could look that up, but that would take time. Do we have a caller on the line yet?
Yes, we do.
So
we
need to
get to
her. I
think our guest is on the line right
now. Okay, so anyway, we'll get to that maybe here in just a little bit. In the meantime, we're pleased to welcome this morning from the Rushville Public Library. It's Lori over there. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are the two of you?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. You know, it's a Friday, so that always makes it a good day, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
The start of the weekend. Hey, I have flip-flops on today, so in my world, it's a Friday, and it's going to be a good weekend.
Yes, flip-flops make it all better, don't they?
They do. Getting out of those boots is a wonderful thing. I love it. Well, I was looking at the schedule. Melissa and I were talking about it this week, and my goodness, you are loaded with things to do over there this weekend.
We have all kinds of fun events with the Kokomo Howard County Public Library and some of our partners this weekend. Let's first start with the scavenger hunt. Kokomo Howard County Public Library and the town of Rushville, we're doing a scavenger hunt this week. It culminates tomorrow at the events tomorrow, and I'll talk about that in a second. But our scavenger hunt involves library trivia. So you can pick up a form here at the Rushville branch and then go visit, I think there are 11 businesses, and some of them have cool treats for the kids. And you can learn a little bit more about the community of Rushville and what our businesses have to offer.
Lori, one of the things I wanted to ask was, because especially with Rushville being right there in the corner of the county, basically, does, in order for people to participate in some of the library events that you have going on, do they have to be a member of the library?
That's a great question, Mel. We do not require a library card to participate in any of our programs at any of our locations or a bookmobile. So we highly encourage folks, because you're absolutely right. We are right here in the corner of the county with the Rushville branch, and we love to see folks from Frankfort and Burlington and Logansport and everywhere else coming to join us. And there are also opportunities for folks who are out of our taxing districts to be able to obtain a library card in Howard County. And we can always talk about that if you stop in to one of the branches.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, let's keep going. I wanted to throw that out there when you were talking, because we are going to be talking about an extremely busy Saturday for the town of Rushville and for the library. I mean, I know Rushville's a hopping town on the weekends anyway with the Little League and softball and, you know, everything going on. But good grief, the library is busy. For a small town branch, you guys are, I want to say, almost as busy, if not more so, than what the main branch is downtown Kokomo.
Well, we are all one system, and so we certainly support each other and work together with all of our events that we do in our programming. Rushville is blessed to have several organizations that are service organizations, and we partner together. So some of the events tomorrow are hosted by, like, Rushville Community Outreach is who sponsors the Gene Parks 1 mile and 5K runs that are happening in the morning as a fundraiser for Ainsley's Angels and the Carl Kuntz Scholarship. And then our Scout Troop 619 is doing a pancake breakfast at the Lions Club during that race, so folks can stop in and grab some breakfast. And then the library is actually the organization sponsoring the Kite Festival and the Flight Show tomorrow at the Jeff Stout Community Center.
Well, talk about that a little bit. I mean, I used to love to fly a kite as a kid, and I guess I just kind of got out of it. So when I saw this was coming back, I was like, oh, that brings back such nice memories.
And that's exactly what I think part of it is to think about what we've lost as our world has changed and grown, and some of those traditions that include kite flying. I don't know that a lot of us think about it. So we have hired Professor Steve, who is going to come in and do an amazing flight and space show for our kids, and that begins at 11:30 and runs till about noon. And after that, we've got kite kits for the families to make their own kites. And so they'll be able to do that, and it's not going to rain tomorrow, ladies. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
it is just, I haven't looked at the weather all week because I know it's just going to be a beautiful day.
It's going to be, yes, we're going with that.
Right. Yep. So once they complete their kite their kite kit and make their kites, they can go outside and fly them, and they can also go out and visit the Hoosier Kite Flyer Society. That's an organization that I've been learning a lot about, and as it turns out, one of the founding members is right here from Roosevelt. And so he's been a great help in planning our event. And so there, as long as the wind is blowing from the right direction, are going to fly some of the big kites and have a ground display of other big kites that they can kind of show kids what kite flying is all about.
Well, and that's a great location to have that. And as of right now, it's supposed to be a light breeze of about 4 to 10 miles per hour out of the east.
Yeah, partly so, sunny and 65.
Yeah.
I think you're golden.
Yep.
I'm going to take it. That's the perfect weather for people who want to run and people who want to fly kites.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I think it's interesting, and I think it's really cool that you are doing the flight show, especially with Professor Steve, because with everything that's happening as far as the Artemis II going up to the moon right now, this one of the things they'll talk about is why astronauts must wear a spacesuit. So the timing on that, I don't know if you guys knew that at the time, but how perfect is the timing, right?
Right. We did not know that that was the scheduled flight. However, when I was speaking with Professor Steve the other day, he said, "Oh, Artemis, we're going to be talking about that." He was all excited. So it's perfect timing to add, you know, just another piece of education into his presentation for us.
Well, and I didn't realize that April is National Kite Month.
It is.
And that just so cool, which brings me back to, like Cindy said, childhood. One of the things that the Easter Bunny always brought us every year was a brand new kite.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
We did that with our kids, and my grandchildren, they get brand new kites as well every year. A little more, the older they get, the little more elaborate kites they get. But that's just, it's a tradition that our family has passed on over the years. But I never understood why it was always the
associated
Easter Bunny.
Associated with Easter.
Yeah, why the Easter Bunny was bringing it. But that explains it,
yes.
Right there.
Or maybe it's a sign of spring, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Lori from the Roosevelt Public Library is our guest on Party Line today. And by the way, this is going to be hard. If my husband knew this, we might not be leaving for vacation. But you'll also have a chance to learn how to make your very own solid fuel rocket. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. He would be down with that. So
oh, yeah.
That's part of it as well.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the flight show. I've not seen it yet, so I think he's going to be terrific.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great program, and I know some kids that are going to be there for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. Awesome.
You have a lot of programs. I mean, I know we're focusing mainly on tomorrow, but you have a lot of programs that are very popular. You have stuff for not only teens and adults, but you have stuff for littles too.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about some of the programs that you have going on there, you know, and it's nonstop.
Sure. All three locations, our main branch in downtown Kokomo, our main location, our south branch on Center Road, and then the Roosevelt branch, all three have, you're exactly right, programs for the early childhood kiddos and their story time and different days of the week, so it suits whatever the family needs are, and you know, kinder music and all kinds of different. Sometimes there might be like yesterday out here at Roosevelt, we had a unicorn party for National Unicorn Day. So our children's librarians do a terrific job of planning events and programs that attract and are appealing to all ages.
Well, you have to start them young to get them to start reading and make them realize how fun it is versus, oh, I got to read that. Let's say I get to read that, right?
Right, right. And there are other, not just the literacy piece, so obviously that's very important, but also listening skills and being able to sit still for that story time, I think helps them prepare for going into school.
I think the teachers would agree with that.
And talk about the kinder music program, because mm-hmm. That's the cool thing about libraries. A lot of people think libraries are nothing but books,
mm-hmm.
and that's not the case. They have all types of ways to learn and to educate. But talk about kinder music.
Kinder music is a great program because it works on those listening and audiology skills, the audio skills of listening and then applying. So perhaps they're using an instrument and repeating the beat that they're hearing, for example. And that kind of rolls into, not only you said we're not just books, but we are audio books. We are, you know, visual. We are, your library card allows you access to so many resources like Hoopla and Libby that you can download and stream. So if you're not that old style person like me who likes to have a book in my hand, you can, you know, download a book and read it on your Kindle or on your phone, or you know, download a movie when you're traveling, and it gives you so many opportunities to explore other worlds and adventures and, you know, make new character friends.
Well, one of the things that I was really surprised to see, and I even mentioned it to Cindy yesterday, and I can't wait to take my granddaughters up there because they're little and they're right in the age to where they're ready to start exploring, is you have an outdoor nature area.
Mm-hmm.
There
we
at
do.
The library. That's open 24/7. Even when the building's not open, it's open.
Correct. We have a Nature Explore outdoor classroom here at the Rusheville Library, and we do pretty much all of our programming out there. Starting this month, we'll start having field trips, and then programming. Miss Susan will have art camp and her Go Wild Outside programs. It's just an awesome opportunity to get kids outside. The outdoor classroom has different areas too, where they have a building area and a music area and a water table and sand table, climbing wall. So they're using different parts of their brain and different parts of their imagination, and can be creative. We also have items that can be checked out and taken out there to add to their experience in the different areas.
As we near summer, I mean, the kids really have, what, about a month and a half left here of school. Will you be adding other programs? This nature thing sounds really fun, and I think that's something, obviously, that kids can, and actually families can do during the summer months. But will you be adding other things during the summer months?
The first Friday in June, we will be kicking off our summer reading program, which is a very exciting program where any age, 0 to 99, can read, and it doesn't have to be a book. It can be an audio book. It can be a, you know, again, it's that stimulation of literacy that we are wanting to encourage, especially in the summertime. So our summer reading program theme, the kids love that it's dinosaurs and Uncover Your Story. And so we will kick that off, and they, as they read and complete their tracking sticker sheet, they'll be able to receive prizes. And so it's a lot of fun, and a lot of our programming at all of our branches and our bookmobile include a dinosaur theme. Not all of them, but a lot of them do.
Talk about the bookmobile a little bit. I had kind of forgotten that there were bookmobiles, and so talk about that a little bit.
The bookmobiles are very cool. I can still remember when I first started working here. I actually wanted to experience it because it wasn't something I experienced as a kid. And they're so fun. They're out in the community. They're at the schools. They're at the nursing homes. They're in the park in the summertime, and they actually do programming in the summertime with the bookmobile right there. So folks can attend a program, and then just like one of the locations, they can walk into the bookmobile and check out items with their library card. So really an awesome, awesome service for the community.
Who gets to drive the bookmobile? That'd
Not
be a
me.
Fun job. Oh, I think that would be a blast. That's kind of right up my alley, the socialization,
right?
And books and all of that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
And that's the best opportunity, whether you're on a bookmobile or in a fixed building, right? You get to experience the patrons and the kids and just all the fun of seeing and meeting new people, and hopefully introducing them to the world of literacy and the library and all that the libraries have to offer.
Lori from the Rusheville Public Library is our guest on Party Line today. Talk about how you ended up in the field that you're in.
Funny story, actually. My degree is in higher ed, so I worked in higher ed right out of grad school, and then took years off with my children. And my daughter and I both interviewed for a circulation clerk job because she was on a gap year, and she had applied to the library, and she said, Mom, you should go check this out. So I quickly put a resume together after being off work for 16 years, and we walked out of there, and she said, you're going to get this job. And so I started as a circulation clerk, and love my job. I absolutely love what I do and who I get to, you know, work for and why I do it. So that's really kind of how I ended up at the library. I can remember when the girls were young, and we'd drive, you know, through town, and they'd say, "Mom, what are you going to do when we grow up? And where are you going to work?" And I'm like, "Well, I'd love to work at the library." And here I am.
Well, it worked out, and it's a perfect fit for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
With all the programs that you do on a weekly basis, because I've seen the calendar, it's a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm, sure.
What's one of the things that you look forward to the most as people come in and take part of those programs?
I look forward, I think, and we've seen a lot of that this week with the scavenger hunt. We've seen folks just really engage in what we're trying to do, which is build community at all three of our locations. But for the scavenger hunt this week has just been great because the weather was so beautiful. I drove through town yesterday, and I could see families, you know, moms and kids or dads and kids out visiting the businesses, and I'm hearing great things from the businesses about how much they're enjoying interacting with folks and maybe introducing somebody to their business that didn't know that, you know, we had a furniture store in Rusheville or a hair salon. And so that's been really awesome, and that's part of that I love is just that light bulb and the, oh, wow, I love to read a graphic novel. I didn't know what they were. I found a new author to read, so that's been fun. Right now I'm looking at about 200 pieces of middle school art. We have Western middle school art on display here at Rusheville, and it's hanging from the ceilings and up on the shelves and in the display case. So that's another way for all of us to be able to, you know, recognize the students who live in our area. So we're excited to offer that opportunity also.
Oh, I love that. How long will that be up?
That will be up through the end of April.
Okay, so people still have time to get in and
absolutely.
Check out the art too.
Sure.
It is a little hub there. You've got music, you've got books, you've got art, you've got the outdoor nature education area. Am I missing anything? It seems like we keep talking and you keep throwing more things out there.
I think that covers it. Trying to think of what, well, our big events out here after this weekend will be our bike safety rodeo in July. And then in September, we'll have our good neighbor bonfire and food trucks. And so we'll have a live band and food trucks out here and just have a great evening to celebrate our neighbors and our neighborhood and maybe meet some new friends and just hang out in an evening. So it's not going to rain then either, I'm sure.
No, it's not. No. It's not going to rain at all. How has the library changed? Because, you know, we didn't talk about Kindles when I was growing up. We didn't have those. But when you think about it, how has the library had to kind of continue to develop as times have changed, like with computers and with the Kindles and things like that?
That's a very good question because we are seeing that today, right? We are looking at the evolution of technology. We're seeing that in the schools. You know, we're seeing that in our libraries and our businesses. And so, you know, when I started working here, I'm like I said, a book in my hand kind of girl. And my girls were heavy readers. But they were also, back when they were in school, reading a book in their hand. Mm-hmm. Now they have certainly advanced. We have launch pads, which, you know, have interactive games on them that can teach kids different skills. We have, you know, the playaways where you can pop earbuds in and do your laundry while you're listening to a book. And with the Kindles, you're absolutely right, Kindles, laptops, phones, you can download anything onto, you know, that you can find onto one of those devices and read or listen.
It's so funny you said that because I'm getting ready to go on vacation. And one of the things I love to do on vacation is actually have a chance to sit down and read. But I hadn't really thought about, you're saying you can pop those in your ears and you could listen to a book. Hello, light bulb just went off in my head. Talk about a change, right? Where you can just listen to it while you're doing other things.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I had talked to a lot of folks who, you know, use those streaming opportunities, and they multitask, right? They're doing their laundry, they're doing their dishes, and they're listening to, you know, their favorite author.
Yeah.
That's a great opportunity in different ways than what we all grew up with.
Yeah, I have a lot of, I love the autobiographies because a lot of those are actually voiced by the person that the book is about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I gotta admit, I do have hard copy books because I do like to sit down with a good book, but I have at this point in time in my life, I probably have more books that are streamed than what I do hard copy at this point for that reason.
You know, we recently have found out that we have some local authors here in our area. We just had Susan Rook on, who had just released a book, and we had another local author on recently. Do you try to especially incorporate some of the local folks that you know that have written books in the library there?
We do, absolutely. In fact, I know I've got several local author books here at the Roosevelt branch, and downtown at the main location, they have a display. They have a separate section of local authors. And then we have a local author fair, and we just had it last year in 2025. I think it's either every 2 years or every 3 years that the local author fair occurs at the main location downtown, and that's in November each year. And that's, you know, a fun way for local authors to bring in their books and kind of share their story, and that, you know, they set up tables and then they get to read an excerpt usually from their books. So I've been to that a time or two, and that's been pretty awesome to experience.
Well, that too. I mean, think about that. It's become so much, and I don't want to say it is easy. It is not easier, but it has become easier for folks to write their own books and get them published. Before, it seemed like such a huge, daunting thing to do. And now with computers and access, it's easier. I don't want to say it's easy. It does still take a lot of effort, but certainly the normal person can do it now.
Right. There are certainly opportunities. I have a friend who's written two children's books, easy reader, you know, level books, and they're just beautiful books, and she's, you know, self-published them and been able to share them with other kids and families, and it's been really cool to watch that opportunity happen for her.
What are some of the most checked out books that you still get at the library? Is there a certain series?
Yes. Well, clearly, Freedom McFadden is still very popular. You know, we still have a lot of those James Pattersons go out on a regular basis. The library puts out monthly a top 10 checkouts, and I haven't looked at that this month, but it's always in the adult area. You know, Colleen Hoover, right, is very popular. In our children's area, sometimes the books depend on what's out at the movies, like The Wild Robot. By Peter Brown was very popular when the Wild Robot movie came out a year or so ago. And then certainly graphic novels, which is a genre that I didn't know existed when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like a comic book. I mean, they're actually our equivalent in my head to a comic book that we would have grown up with. And so those graphic novels are very popular. They have pictures, and so it makes it's extra engaging. It's not just words on a page for, you know, a younger kid who's learning how to read, and you're trying to figure out what they like to read, because that engages them even more in wanting to read. And so we still see a lot of that.
Well, Lori, it's been wonderful speaking with you today. I want to give you a chance to throw out anything else that you would like us to know about the Roosevelt Public Library.
Can I throw out a couple things about the events going on? It just as a closing thing.
Sure. I would love that.
That would be great. I'd love to thank our businesses in Roosevelt that are participating in our scavenger hunt. So if I can run down that loop very quickly, it's the Roosevelt Police Department. If you find an officer in Roosevelt, they will give you a sticker. and then Waddell's IGA, Fastlane Foods, Martin Brothers TV and Appliance, Stout Flooring and Home Furnishing, the Roosevelt Lions Club, Cooper & Co. Formal, Fire Pizza, First Farmers Bank and Trust, the Wooden Nickel Styling Salon, Martin Brothers Auto Parts, and, of course, the Kite Festival at the library. So if you finish your scavenger hunt, if you've picked it up and finished it, you can stop in the library or at the Kite Festival tomorrow and pick up some library swag. And if you're interested in participating in the Roosevelt Community Outreach's Gene Parks 5K and 1 mile runs, you can go to Run Sign Up and find that race and sign up for that. And as I said, or you can register tomorrow morning on site beginning at 8:15. And as I said, those are fundraisers for Ainsley's Angels and the Carl Kuntz Scholarship.
All right. Also, don't forget the pancake breakfast. That's with Scouting Troop 619, 8:30 to 11:30 at the Rusheville Lions Club. And I believe there's a food drive going on tomorrow at the Lions Club. They're collecting food on behalf of the Rusheville Methodist Church Food Pantry. And so bring some things for that as well if you're heading that way. And go check out the Kite Festival, the run, the flight show, and a chance to decorate your own kite with your family out there in Rusheville. Lori, thank you so much. It's been fun speaking with you today.
I appreciate you guys so much. This is a great conversation.
No problem. Thank you so much. Right. You have a great weekend.
You
it's going
too.
To be sunny and 60-something tomorrow. Enjoy.
Awesome. It's going to be beautiful. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Also want to remind everybody that's listening today that coming up at the end of the show, we'll have a 4-pack of tickets to give away for the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites. We had several of these, and we've been trying to give them away on Fridays, but we're getting down to just a few of these left. They're good through the end of the year, so you have all summer long and really all fall along to use them as well. And so if you would like to get those, we'll do that again at the end of the show. So the number to call in then will be 659-3338. In the meantime, Judy Sheets is going to call in, and the mayor of Frankfort, so we'll talk to her coming up in just a moment.